This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, it's about those things that matter to you, your future, your dreams. As we were talking about with Joe Hicks, it is so important, America, that we start dreaming big dreams again. I know it's been tough, and you know, between regulations by this administration, gosh, I'll tell you, this has gone nuts. You know, they talk about about America and about the great things that are going on, but what they fail to address are those policies that they've implemented that have been problematic. I mean, that has choked off our gross national product. Whether it's Obamacare, but other policies and things that put the stick in the spokes of our enterprises, that are problematic and, keep getting in the way. And, here it is, for the first time in our lifetime, we really have a chance to truly become energy independent, to be a energy force around the world. And look at, we're doing this in spite of what the government is doing. They're not doing anything to help us out here. I mean, they're holding on to federal land and in the interest of green energy and all this other, windmill stuff like Don Quixote is chasing here. They're holding off of that. And where if we really were serious about it and we had a pro-growth government regarding jobs and opportunity, America is eager and just cannot wait to bust loose here. And I think as soon as we open up the doors, get ready. You talk about America being great again. I think, it would be unleashed in such a big way. And, it would be just a grand opportunity, for everybody living in this country. But, for me, it's about, the human potential that is just lying dormant here. And when it lies dormant, it becomes rather frustrating. And I think that this is what most of our country is experiencing. Well, last night, President Obama said that Hillary's been caricatured by the right and accused of everything you can imagine. And he says some you can't. Well, really? Well, listen to what the president had to say.
Hillary's got her share of critics. She has been caricatured by the right and by some on the left. She has been accused of everything you can imagine and some things that you cannot. But she knows that's what happens when you're under a microscope for 40 years. She knows that sometimes during those 40 years she's made mistakes, just like I have, just like we all do. That's what happens when we try. That's what happens when you're the kind of citizen Teddy Roosevelt once described. Not the timid souls who criticize from the sidelines, but someone who is actually in the arena, who strives valiantly, who errs, but who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement. Hillary Clinton is that woman in the arena. She's been there for us, even if we haven't always noticed. And if you're serious about our democracy, you can't afford to stay home just because she might not align with you on every issue. You've got to get in the arena with her, because democracy isn't a spectator sport. America isn't about, yes, he will. It's about, yes, we can. And we're going to carry Hillary to victory this fall, because that's what the moment demands.
Well, yes, we can if you get the inhibitors out of the way, Mr. President. And, sadly, this administration, your administration, has done more to inhibit true progress. I don't know how you look back over the past 8 years, and some would want to spin this and try to do the comparative of what happened in the last, the last half year of George W. Bush's administration and say we're so much better than that. Well, you know, prior to that, and of course some of these policies were the result of Democratic policies that lingered over from Bill Clinton, remember.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? It's going to be because of the groundswell. The grassroots have decided enough of this insanity. And I think we're just about there. I'm encouraged with some of the signs that I'm witnessing. And good to have you along with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Rachel Alexander is with us right now. Senior editor at The Stream. She is a political columnist and a founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. She says she's a recovering attorney and former Gun Magazine editor, previously served as an assistant attorney general for the state of Arizona. Rachel Alexander, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You trying to stay cool out there in the desert of Phoenix, Arizona, are you?
Oh, my gosh. I almost passed out driving in my car yesterday, and I'm so glad I'm going to get air conditioning finally.
Well, I hear you. I happen to be on the West Coast. I left Florida. Florida was heating up pretty good, and you know the bugs were licking their chops out there. And then I come to California, and of course we're starting to get into August, so it warms up a little bit. And then of course if it's not warm enough, I'm heading west and hoping the trade winds are working in Hawaii when I get there. You know, so God's natural air conditioning for the Hawaiian Islands. So. But anyway, Rachel, I want to talk to you about Al Gore. You know, 10 years ago, he made all these statements about how cataclysmic it was going to be, you know, for, you know, and, you know, green activists were going to be subjected to the irresponsibility of Americans who just weren't in tune with, you know, climate change and global warming and all this stuff. You know, and I got to tell you, Rachel, I've had it with people. You know, in the old days when you had false prophets and people would make, you know, bad statements, you know, back in the old days, they would just say, hey, look, you're a false prophet, you're dead. But, you know, here in America, you know, we let them linger on. They make all these outrageous statements and somehow they live another day and they're still, you know, part of the conversation, whether it's Susan Rice talking about Benghazi, Al Gore and all his threatening statements about global warming. You know, they still want to give him place, but you know, let's remember what he said 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it's very frustrating because the environmentalists have been doing this since the beginning of the century. And my article just, you know, mostly only goes over these wild apocalyptic predictions that have been made since the early 2000s. And, you know, they keep being given credibility, and the green movement keeps getting bigger and bigger despite their lies. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, Al Gore said that, yeah, he said that, you know, this global warming was going to cause the water level to rise and coastal areas would be devastated. And not even a fraction of that has come true. Nobody has had to flee the coastal areas. You know, sure, there's storms, but the water levels go back down after the flooding or whatever. And Al Gore went out and bought this beachfront mansion right after he predicted the coastal areas would be flooded.
Well, he figured that, you know, if it did get flooded, then, you know, we the people would pay for the refurbishment of it, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, because that's what they do. But I find it quite hypocritical that the Democrats are talking about the Republicans and their fear-mongering. Well, this is a perfect case in point. You talk about fear-mongering. They've been doing this for 10 years. They keep beating the same drum. And you're going, okay, what's happening? The sky has not quite fallen yet. What's going on?
Right. They make fun of the Republicans who are preppers and, you know, talk about, you know, this is the end of the world is coming. But exactly. If you read all their apocalyptic doomsday warnings, I mean, they're all kinds of, you know, nutty things, you know. Al Gore called it a planetary emergency, and we're going to be at the point of no return in 2016, and the future of human civilization is at stake. But right, they do that in order to gin up fear, and so people will continue supporting the green movement. And, you know, people like Al Gore, they make millions off of it. You know, he invests in all this green technology, and so, you know, now he's quite wealthy from his fear-mongering. And unfortunately, even though the vast American people know that man-made global warming is not true, you've got this big business now, and you've got all these lefties in the EPA and running government who keep these ridiculous government grants going, force people into the green industry.
Well, and you just touched on something that was absolutely significant here, Rachel, and that is government grants. Government grants means we the people are supporting this insanity. We're paying for this. And Al Gore, much like the Clintons, is going where the money is. They see this cash flow from the government, you know, from the people's coffers, from our treasury going in one direction. And they say, oh, lots of money in them there hills. And they go after it. They create this fear. And this whole, you know, climate industry that they've developed, this global warming industry, which is all on, you know, phony science. And they you know, they come up with these statements like, well, 95% of scientists agree, you know, in climate change. It's like, wait a minute, let's qualify and really address the statement appropriately. You know, the president comes out and says, well, it's a fact. You know, global warming, climate change is here. Well, you know, what do you mean? That those aren't even scientific terms. It's a fact. They don't talk about a fact in scientific. They talk about it being a law, but not a fact. But the president, because he's the president, he can make up his own words and his own, I guess, his own conditions, declares it as a fact. And suddenly, you know, we're all supposed to fall in line. And they think that most of America are a bunch of idiots because, you know, we're not drinking the grape juice here.
Well, and you're talking about, you know, global warming versus climate change. What I find fascinating, and I'm sure you probably know this, is how the environmental movement keeps changing its words. Every time something gets discredited, they come up with a different word. And so once they realized man-made global warming is just a scam, the people started to realize it. They changed it to the words climate change. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a brilliant move on their part because then they can say, we always have to, you know, deal with climate change because the climate really is always changing. Mm. And but it's, you know, it's changing naturally. And so it's the most clever, devious change of words I think the environmental movement has ever come up with. I mean, there's no problem with climate change, but people just think it sounds like it could be, you know.
Yeah, and then when there isn't a change, it's because there's a pause. You know, that somehow the planet self-regulates itself, and it hits a pause button, you know, because the satellite evidence doesn't indicate that there's been any, you know, any change in the environment. So, they're very fluid, very flexible, like all their ideas right now in order to sustain this craziness. But again, the people ought to just be up in arms to say, look, we're already $19 trillion in debt, and you knuckleheads want to continue to waste money on things that we either are getting a poor return investment on, or we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills. We're delusional here.
Yeah, and what really disturbs me the most is there are people dying around the world who, you know, could use food and water, but instead, you know, so much money is now, you know, put into complying with these vast regulations, making food more expensive to make, more, you know, all these different issues. So people are actually losing their lives around the world because of this ridiculous myth.
Well, Rachel Alexander, I appreciate you coming on and bringing it to light. Look forward to having you back again. Keep us apprised. Try and, stay close to some air conditioning there out there in the desert, okay? Rachel Alexander has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want a shot at those free DVD Blu-ray discs that we're giving away for Miracles from Heaven, by all means, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address, okay? That'll be most helpful so we know where to send your DVD, Blu-ray disc of Miracles from Heaven. Brian Crabtree is with us. Brian is a live afternoon host, as opposed to a dead afternoon host, I guess, on Atlanta's Biz 1190 from 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays and airing again on AM 920, The Answer, from 9 to 11 p.m. Also has a real estate show with his wife, Mackenzie Crabtree. Hey, Brian, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to be here.
Hey, Brian, last week you had a shot to be there at the convention floor in Cleveland, and I'm curious to get your takeaway from that, and especially in comparison to what's going on this week at the DNC.
Well, you know, there was a point last week where I was a little worried as a conservative. I mean, it was a little bit of chaos, a little bit of division, certainly erupted on Wednesday night when Ted Cruz spoke. But behind the scenes, I met people at bars and restaurants that had Ted Cruz stickers on, and most of the people were a little disappointed in Cruz. They understood it, but they were going to support Trump. They weren't initially for Trump, but they were going to fall in line and support Trump. I didn't run into too many people except one big, rich Texas oil donor who said, I'll never vote for Trump. One guy the whole week. Now, I probably asked a couple of hundred. This week in Philadelphia, I'm glad I'm not there. Aside from all the problems they're having, It appears the division there is far worse than the first day than all the division cumulatively we saw last week in the Republican convention. That's my take anyway.
I mean, when you lose a chair of the party, you know, for the DNC, you got all these emails confirming what everybody thought was happening in terms of it being rigged. You've got 40% of the delegates there that, oh yeah, by the way, supported Bernie Sanders. I mean, are you kind of like sticking a finger in their eye? I mean, and that compared to, you know, Melania's, you know, plagiaristic speech. I mean, that's just insignificant and minor by comparison, I would think.
Yeah, it seems very unorganized. I do have a friend of mine who's in the media, and she's up there now, and she's reporting that it's chaotic. It's taking forever to get in and out. It's not very functional. I've also heard that report on Fox News today with a little bit more detail. And it appears that the whole convention is in chaos to some degree. Not to say that people aren't enjoying it, that there's not a lot of liberalism flourishing in Philadelphia, but you take the Debbie Wasserman Schultz issue, you combine that with all of that, and just the Bernie Sanders effect. It's as if though people were disappointed in Ted Cruz, but willing to unite around Donald Trump nonetheless, and the Republicans. People are actually, and that was because he didn't endorse that there was the chaos. Now Bernie Sanders has endorsed the nominee, and people are even more upset that he actually endorsed her.
Yeah, they're upset with him.
Yeah, they're booing him at his own meeting.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, you know, and this is the thing. I mean, I think with the Republicans, I think you could say for the most part it was a fair fight, right? You know, they went through the process. You know, Trump won. 17 candidates there on the stage, all pledging to support, except for Trump that first night, when Bret Baier asked, hey, are you willing to support the ultimate nominee? And, of course, Trump says, hey, well, I'm going to be the ultimate guy. And Bret Baier, if you remember, says, well, that's pretty arrogant. Well, you know, welcome to the presidential race, right?
Right. Well, you know, and I had the pleasure of seeing Ted Cruz in a much different setting Friday night in south of Atlanta at a meeting where he endorsed our District 3 race for Congress. There's a big runoff today for that. And the crowd, there's about 300 or 400 people there. They were big-time supporters of Senator Mike Crane from our state senator who's running for U.S. Congress. Only two protesters in total out of those 300 or 400 really showing any signs of being upset at Ted Cruz. So I think people get the fact that Ted and Donald got into a big match, and it got personal in the worst of ways, and you start talking about each other's lives. He's struggling with that. My theory is Cruz was struggling with even getting his wife on board because she was probably the woman scorned, and I know if it had happened to my wife, I'd be in the same boat.
Exactly.
And I think over time he'll come around, but I don't think the voters are that worried about where Ted Cruz stands or not. I think the Bernie voters feel like he's become a sellout, and at least a third, if not up to a half of them, I say we'll either vote for Trump or not vote at all, and that's going to be a big problem for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I also want to talk, because you were there and you had to go through the security process, I mean, which is quite extensive, you know, for a, for a convention of this type and nature. I mean, they check you out three ways to Sunday, but, you know, from the outside looking here at a distance, I was impressed with Cleveland and their law enforcement. I thought they did an excellent job in allowing the people to voice their opinions, to go ahead and demonstrate, participate in their First Amendment right. Not a problem, but they kept it all under control. And so far, so good, it seems like, in Philadelphia right now, too, right?
So far, and I hope it stays that way in Philly. I know they're having a lot more chaos. But, yeah, to your point, the Cleveland, the city of Cleveland, the mayor, everyone did a phenomenal job there. I can't imagine them doing anything any better, given the footprint of that city. On top of that, the police, the Secret Service, Homeland Security, all of them that were there, the TSA, there was probably 3,000 to 4,000 individual law enforcement bodies there, if you will. They allowed reporters and people in the streets to take pictures. They were very talkative. They were very polite. They were actually in great spirits. And one of the things that I observed that I know made their day every day is there were many of us, my producer and me as well, there walking down the streets. We thanked as many of them as we can for their service and their sacrifice. And you could tell that that happening to them literally hundreds of times in the course of that week to each one of those officers meant a lot. And I think it created the kind of unity and environment that we really wish could play out on the rest of the streets of America. It certainly felt like a police state, and they were in groups of 4 to 10 at all times, never in doubles and never alone. Mm-hmm. That shows you the risk they were facing, but it was really a solid experience.
That's great. Well, Brian, what if Trump becomes our next president? What happens with Ted Cruz and John Kasich, John McCain, even Mike Lee? Mike Lee, I was a little bit of surprised with. I spoke with him a couple of weeks ago, and I thought he was just going to play nice and go along, kind of make the adjustment as Paul Ryan did. Paul's he's kind of in, but not all in necessarily, kind of deal. But I'm wondering, what happens to these guys that have made it real obvious that they're not team players?
Well, I can't speak to Mike Lee. I don't know. I haven't followed that one as much. I certainly know who he is. But with Ted Cruz, I think he's got a brilliant career in Texas politics ahead of him, regardless of the Trump factor. I think he had his Chris Christie Obama hug moment last Wednesday night, which is that I think he created enough division in regards to him for his lack of endorsement that it may, in fact, not play well for his national aspirations. I think he moves on to an appointed office. I think he's better fit for that position, Attorney General, at some point, maybe not in a Trump presidency, and perhaps even the Supreme Court. I think those are the places for his national aspirations. I think he has some PR issues even before the non-endorsement of Wednesday night. John McCain, I get the sense that this may be a tough year for him. If he makes it past this year, which I don't know that he will, I'm not sure that we'll see anything beyond the next 6 years out of him. I think the Republican Party has somewhat rejected John McCain as part of the future. That's my take.
Well, and Mitt Romney as well, he kind of goes in with that, and I think there's a change on the horizon here, and one that Republicans have been calling for a long time. Interestingly enough, even the quote-unquote established people, at least that's what they've said. Maybe it's just mere rhetoric. But it's going to be exciting times for the party, no doubt. But I think overall, how would you grade the convention? We got about 30 seconds left.
I would grade the Republican convention, I'd give them an A-minus, only because of the proximity of hotels and a lot of the logistics people had to go through. How they played the convention, they did it brilliantly, and Donald Trump did a great job Thursday night. I would contrast that with the Democrat convention, where I can't find a single American flag on that stage.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Pretty telling, because Obama had them at each of his conventions.
Exactly. Brian Crabtree on Bill Martinez Live. Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-425-6588 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-425-6588. 800-425-6588.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, you forgot to mention Berlin, Germany, because we're connecting to Berlin, Germany right now. Our next guest, Andrea Hoffman, author and a journalist. She specializes in the Middle East and the situation of women in Muslim countries. Her and her co-author, Farida Khalaf, is from the Yazidi community of the small village of Kokto, Iraq. Farida was 19 years old and preparing for her last year in school when ISIS descended upon her village and she was sold into slavery. The book that they co-wrote together is titled The Girl Who Escaped ISIS. Andrea Hoffman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Hello from Berlin.
Yes, hello. Good to have you with us. And, you know, live here across America, around the world via shortwave, Andrea. And your story, the book, The Girl Who Escaped ISIS, gives us so much insight and understanding and clarifies, you know, we have a lot of fear about ISIS, but it's required that we really understand what it's all about. And of course, Farida has quite a story to tell here.
Yeah, well, if you read the book, you're going to have more fear even than you have without reading it, because it's really, her story is really horrific. You know, ISIS went to her village and they besieged her village and then they told everybody to go to the school building. The women and the men separated, and they killed her father and her brother. in a mass shooting. And Farida was just, you know, a normal high school student. She was in her junior year. She was leading a normal life, and she liked math very much, and she was in her summer vacation. And then, you know, all of a sudden, all of that happened. You know, all of a sudden, these men were in front of her door and destroyed all of her life.
Andrea, and her story is not a unique story. This is typical of what ISIS is doing, where life is normal and suddenly it's turned upside down and that dramatic, to where, you know, your parents are murdered, you know, your village is under attack, you're totally controlled, and now you're at the beg and mercy of ISIS, who heretofore has not demonstrated any kind of mercy or compassion.
No, nothing. They were really, really harsh on her. And this was, for me, the psychological interesting part of the story. You know, you have this normal girl, and all of a sudden she is in a world where everything is turned upside down, where all the rights she used to have do not exist anymore, where she's treated like a slave, not even a human being. And those men just act like they could do anything they please with her, and they did, you know. All of a sudden, she was in a world where nothing that she knew existed anymore. And I'm really proud of Farida, because she's a very strong girl, I think.
Yeah.
And I know that many of the other girls who have gone through that same situation really lost it. You know, they went crazy, or you know, some killed themselves. Farida also tried to kill herself, but she's a very strong character, and she survived through it, and she survived mentally as well.
Right. Well, as you say, the psychological study of Farida's life and other young girls like hers that are, you know, left with nothing but ISIS and, you know, their threats and all you can possibly do. And it seems like what she could do was, you know, to, you know, just find areas that she could resist and, you know, hold on to some dignity and some of her own inner personality, right?
Yes, she was very inventive in that case. She, you know, just as you say, she had a couple of things she would not give up. One was her own religion. You know, she would always look for a place where she could secretly turn to the sun and do say her own prayers. She was even leading the other girls that were captives to the prayers, and they would never, you know, give up their own faith, and you know, they had classes that were teaching them Islam, and she would never say, you know, I'm a Muslim and I do agree with you. She even challenged them on their interpretation of Islam and said, you know, what you're doing is a criminal act. Nowhere in your holy book it is written that you can capture women and enslave them. That's just very, very wrong of you, and I'm sure that your God does not tell you to do so.
Well,
and
for her to have that kind of courage and boldness is incredible in light of all the abuse that she was subjected to.
Yes, yes, she really, really is. You know, because they have mistreated her so bad, she still has the scars of them beating her with electric cables and that kind of stuff, you know, and she was suffering so much physically, and still she did not give in, you know. She was she was talking back until the end and fighting back whenever, you know, they wanted to get a hold of her.
Well, and she led five other girls through a plot which, as you noted, was against all odds, you know, to escape to freedom.
Yeah, that was so awesome of her, you know, as she's a very bright girl, and she was constantly looking for opportunities to fight back and also to escape, of course. So she you know, it's a long story, and she tried it on various occasions to find tools in order to break the window and that kind of stuff, But in the end, she noticed in that last place that they ended up that one of the doors wasn't locked properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but and she shared that with her with the other inmates, with those girls you mentioned. There were eight altogether, and she escaped with six of them.
Mm.
And two of them didn't want to try because they were too afraid. They thought, you know, their families might be punished for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they volunteered to distract the men, the watchmen,
mm.
because they were actually in this ISIS military camp.
Right.
And they waited for the perfect opportunity when all of the fighters were out on a battle, and they were just left with them, with the watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then those two girls distracted the watchmen, and the other six took the chance and ran through the dark, through the empty camp and through the desert in the rain, and they just ran and ran and ran until it got morning.
Mm.
And yeah, that's when they found a small village, and they were looking for a place to hide, and they did find a place, but you know, after a while they were just too weak. They needed some water, some food. They couldn't continue because some of them were very young girls. One mm. of Farida's friends was only 12 years old, and she just couldn't go on a second day without even having
some kind of nourishment,
some
yeah.
water.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Some nourishment. So they were watching all the houses and trying to figure out, you know, whom they could trust, who would not hand them over to ISIS again. And they didn't know, to be frank. They had to take that risk, but they looked for a family because they thought, okay, if they have daughters, these people, they might feel compassionate about us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they knocked on the door and asked for help. And, you know, first the man was reluctant because he was afraid, of course, that
right.
he would be punished for it. But then he talked with his eldest son, and the two of them decided that they would help the girls to get out of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story. I think.
Well,
I
no, that's fine. Well, we've got more time here,
okay.
Andrea, when we come back from the break. We're telling the story. Andrea Hoffman is a co-author with Farida Khalaf, The Girl Who Escaped ISIS, and more on that story, which is, you know, heartbreaking and everything else you can only imagine right here.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart sincere and true. Oh, children come. Oh, children come. Oh, children come.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day from 9 to noon Eastern. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our story about the girl who escaped ISIS continues. One of the co-authors, Andrea Hoffman, is with us. It is the story of Farida Khalaf. It is a harrowing story and one that you can't even imagine. You know, sometimes, Andrea, I think about how would I respond if this was my daughter? And in a sense, Farida is all of our daughters. I mean, it could have happened to any one of our children. And here she is in an area that has been absolutely devastated. She's part of a Yazidi community, and life is going as normal until one day it's literally turned upside down, and turned upside down in a way that we can't even begin to comprehend what Farida, you know, experienced.
Yes, she herself wasn't able to grasp what was happening. It was like a nightmare to her that never ended, you know.
I imagine in order to survive, part of it is, you know, is you got to just shut down a part of your mind and just, you know, it's happening to you. But you can't, you can't really connect. I think it would just be so devastating, you know, to feel the full impact of the abuse and everything. I mean, everything that this young woman was raised and how she was, you know, what she knew about life as a follower, a Yazidi follower with all the traditions and that of her religious beliefs. Suddenly, all that is stripped and raped from her.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, she just found herself in that situation where all of that was turned upside down. And it was helping her that she had a friend with her from her own village. Mm-hmm. So when she looked at that friend, she knew that the other life had existed, that it was not an illusion or a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, she was wondering if she was ever going to get back to that. If, you know, she didn't know if her family was still living, if her mother was living, if her brothers were living. And, you know, she didn't know if she would ever get out of this or if she would be with one of those fighters and, you know, maybe die in that place.
Exactly. Well, you know, as we have heard and read from other cases, as you mentioned just a moment ago, part of what they hold over these young girls is that you better comply. If not, we know where your parents live. We've already killed your father, so it's going to be nothing to come in and devastate your family. So that's hanging over their decision and behavior, right?
Many of them. Yeah, that's what they told many of them. Farida is very smart, so she always she lied about many things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, she wouldn't reveal the name of her family, and she wouldn't let them know that she knew Arabic perfectly so she could listen to them to every conversation. But she would of course listen and try to pick up what they said amongst each other, and that way she was always a little bit ahead of what they thought she knew.
Mm-hmm. So how long was she held in captivity here?
She 4 months altogether.
Uh-huh.
You know, and at the first time, you know, before she was raped, before she was sexually abused, she tried to kill herself on a number of occasions in order to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
She was, for example, when they were forcing her into the shower, she was trying to take out the light bulb in order to get in touch with the electricity. And or on another occasion, they were giving her a bottle of orange juice, and she just broke it and cut her wrist. But, you know, all of these attempts failed. So eventually she accepted that, okay, I cannot prevent it, mm-hmm. but I am going to survive this, and I am going to beat you otherwise, you know. And now she's actually, now that she has survived all this, she's in the same thing. She says, okay, now you have done this to me, but I'm traumatized, although she wouldn't say it like that, but I'm not going to give you the power to destroy the rest of my life, you know. I'm going to fight you back. And that's one of the reasons why she really wanted to write this book, because she said, okay, you did all this to me. Now I want the world to know about it, and hopefully one day all of you are going to be brought to justice, and you're going to end up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's an international court case to be armed. And, you know, now Amal Clooney is taking over the case. So, yeah, that's really important to her, because first, when you are in that situation, there's nothing you can do. You're completely helpless, and they can mm-hmm. do whatever you want, whatever they want. But now that she's free again, she's really looking for ways to, let's say, not revenge, but, you know, to get things in order again. And
well, part of that is to find justice,
yes.
You know, through this whole process, is that you appreciate. I mean, she's a woman of faith. She believes in justice, and God will execute the justice. I mean, she's in a position not to be the one
saying.
To do that, right? Yes.
Yes, that's what she is saying, you know. That's what she's saying, that, you know, they really violated some laws, you know, that and they're going to be punished for it
mm-hmm.
somehow. That's what she firmly believes in, and that's what she's hoping for, of course. And most important, she wants their mothers to know what they did, because she thinks, you know, when their mothers know, those men are going to be ashamed, because no mother can approve to what they did.
Well, you know, the culture and the rampant, you know, display that we hear from ISIS, this is not the only story where, you know, ISIS soldiers are given women. You know, it's just part of their pay. I mean, as one recruiter said, hey, look, you got these young men who, in many cases, haven't dated. They don't have any relationship with a woman. They don't have don't have money. There's not a cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they find it is so easy to recruit these young men is because they give them wine, woman, and song. And, you know, this is part of a recruiting tool for them.
It is. It is. I think it's very attractive to some young men with too much testosterone and sexual frustration. And it's very easy, you know. I think it has more to do with a gang of male criminals, young criminals, than with religion, because they're, you know, they're just using religion as an excuse, you know, they hijacked religion, they interpret it in whatever way they like, and but the purpose is another. The purpose is, you know, to have sex with women. They wouldn't have be able to have sex otherwise. To have money, to have power, very important. Yeah.
But what does that do? What does that do for their future, though, Andrea? And not that, I mean, I'm just looking at them as human beings that have fallen into this this indoctrination and this false doctrine that has been thwarted and thrust upon them. This whole ISIS movement. Do you imagine the damage that these? I mean, yes, the women are damaged. But you got damaged men that think that, you know, the power over women and raping women is just, you know, their just cause or whatever. I mean, you talk about dysfunction. I don't know how you bring them into any kind of normal society after that.
I think that's going to be extremely difficult, especially, I mean, for the men, it's going to be difficult because if they admit to themselves what they did, you know, they must be so ashamed. You know, they're going to have huge psychological problems.
I mean, Farida's got her share of, you know, her share, like you say, the shame that she's having to deal with. And she wasn't the, I mean, this was thrust upon her. It wasn't that she did it herself. But at some point, I mean, if there's any kind of redemption whatsoever, these men have to realize that they were the ones that did this. You know, they did it. It didn't happen to them. You know, so I mean, and this is the kind of stuff that not only is there in the Middle East, but is coming here to America, and certainly where you're at in Berlin.
Yes, yes, we had a terrible week in Germany. We had four terror attacks, and three of them had an Islamic background. So yes, it's getting here, and everybody is very concerned.
Well, Andrea, we only have about 20 seconds left, but for you as the co-author and you're processing her pain, how did you fare on this?
Oh, for me, it was not easy to write this book, you know, because as an author, you have to relive the story. So I had to be there with her in Syria and in Iraq and with those civilians. But I thought it was very, very necessary to get the story out because I think it needs to be told and everybody has to know, you know.
Exactly. Where's the book available?
You can get it on Amazon.
Right. All the usual places.
Yeah.
And we'll link it on our website
as
well. Andrea Hoffman, author and journalist, co-author of Girl Who Escaped ISIS.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results?